Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, friends, welcome. Is it really hour four? Hourly with Bowerly? My goodness. By the way, hey, little props there for saying Rob Ort would be with us at 4:38, and he was on at exactly 4:38. Not 4:37, not 4:39, but 4:38. Hey, who's your buddy? Who's your pal? All right, I got lucky. Anyway, welcome to the show. Hey, one thing I want to mention here. I keep on receiving emails about this. There, I have not seen this individual, but there is an individual who wears a mask, who carries what looks like a samurai sword, who is dressed in white, and he's wearing what would be called Indian headdress. And he's been spotted in a lot of places in Western New York, and chillingly, reportedly, he yells, "All people must die. All people must die." Well, if you have somebody who's walking the streets with what looks like a samurai sword, and he's yelling, "All people must die," and he's carrying a sign, and one of the pictures I see that says, "I'll be your hero. I am Mr. Antichrist. My heart has teeth." Could it not be spoken by reasonable people that there is reason to believe that this individual may pose a threat to himself or others? Is there not sufficient evidence to take this individual in for some kind of a psych eval involuntarily? Because this doesn't look right to me. And in the world in which we live today, it very much concerns me that he's going to do something, and then you guys will be calling into my show after he does something saying, "Well, didn't anybody see the signs?" Well, looks to me like the signs, literally and figuratively, are smacking us all in the face. I don't know this individual. I've never seen this individual, but the pictures are, let's put it this way. When a human being wears a mask, it's a very dehumanizing thing. I felt that way for a long time. When you cover your face, you become, I'm sorry, but to other people, they can't tell who you are. They know you're human, or reasonably believe you're human, but our facial features are what gives us away, what gives us personality. And when you hide those features, it can be rather intimidating. You know, the Ku Klux Klan hid their faces, A, because they were cowardly, B, because hiding your face adds to a feeling of danger. I mean, you can't recognize. I mean, there's something deeply psychological and something that is very deeply intimidating about seeing a human being who has hidden his or her face. And frankly, during the COVID pandemic, I was not a big fan of masks, still not a big fan of masks, at least not to protect against COVID. Oh, if I have a cold and I go out with friends, I'll put a mask on just to reduce the number of particulates I might expel when coughing or sneezing. You know, don't get me wrong. I never thought that they did much against COVID, like trying to stop a fly with a chain link fence. But the mask thing is kind of freaky, and the sword thing is kind of freaky. I wasn't going to go down this road, okay? I was actually going to talk about UFOs, and I still will talk about UFOs. But the samurai, what do we call him? The samurai First Nations? The samurai Indian? I don't want to offend Native Americans, And yes, my grandson is going to get his Ojibwe card. So you can't, sorry, but got a little shield, so you can't really come after me on that one. But I'm concerned about this. Like, where has this person been spotted? There's a local broadcast outlet that's put a picture on its website. There is this Niagara Action. I shared Niagara Action's Facebook post on the Indian headdress wearing masked man carrying what looks to be a samurai sword. I don't know what could be done about this, but I would have to check up the exact statute. But it seems to me that an involuntary psych eval might not be a bad idea. Because God forbid this guy takes that sword out and starts attacking people. If he is truly yelling, "All people must die, my heart has teeth, I am Mr. Antichrist," I would submit that there is reason to believe that that individual may pose a threat to himself or others. Does anybody want to disagree with that? And if he doesn't voluntarily do it, they should involuntarily make him go in for some kind of a psych screening because, you know, again, it's just a matter of time before, we live in a crazy world and people do crazy things. And if somebody is unhinged and has shown evidence of being unhinged and is walking around with a lethal weapon, if he was walking around with a firearm like this, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But a samurai sword can kill you just as readily as a bullet can. I'm sure you've held samurai swords in your hand at one time or another. We all have friends who are sword collectors, who are into swords. Got a friend who is a total Japanesophile. Okay, he just loves Japan, loves the culture, and he's got several samurai swords. And these things are, first of all, they're beautifully made. They're impeccably balanced. They're amazing weapons, and they're also very, very sharp. You could shave with one of these things. You really could. And you could easily behead somebody with one of these. They're a very famous picture of an Australian flyer in the Second World War who went down on an island somewhere in the Pacific. And a very famous picture in, was it Life magazine, of this poor guy kneeling down, hands bound, about a second before a Japanese officer brings the samurai sword down on his neck to execute him. So I don't know, have you guys seen this individual? Where have you seen this individual, and what has he yelled? And enough of you local law enforcement types have my private communication information, so you can text me any information I need to know. But not going to lie, this is really freaky. And I'm very comforted that most of the people I know also carry firearms so that they can at least protect themselves and other people in the event something, whatever that might be, were to happen. But, it's just there's something about this that just screams danger to self and others. At least there's reason to believe that. I think most reasonable people would agree. If you've seen this individual, 803-0930, what were the circumstances of the sighting? What did you hear this person yell anything? I mean, is this somebody's idea of a practical joke? Is this somebody trying to get attention who means no harm whatsoever? Are we going to find out this is part of some advertising campaign? I mean, that he's running a wide swathe. Let's see, the Galleria, Amherst, Transit Road, Sanborn, South Buffalo, West Seneca, East Aurora. So clearly this individual is mobile. This individual gets around. I've not seen him, and frankly, I hope I don't see him. But at least I'll know that, whatever. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. There's another topic I promised that I would get into today. And again, I do want to thank State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort for joining us on the program in the past half hour or so. We're going to get the minority leader on again at some point in the future so he can spend an hour, maybe 90 minutes with us answering your telephone calls, questions. And I did remember to ask the propane question. And yeah, propane is a fossil fuel. So if the governor's proposal covers fossil fuels, your propane hookup would, by definition, have to be affected, correct? So it's a really, you know, we're living in very strange times. And, you know, I realized just a second ago that the person walking around in the Indian headdress and the mask with the samurai sword probably has all of the mental qualifications to be elected to public office in New York State. It would probably be the most sane of them all. Just saying. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBE. There's another topic I want to get into, but I don't want to introduce it until after the news at 5:30, and I want your telephone calls. And basically what I'm going to ask you is, what do you make of UFOs? What do you make of UFOs? I mean, UFOs are mainstream news now. We're not talking about National Enquirer or the old Weekly World News. UFOs are openly being talked about by the United States government, which is something I didn't think I would see in my lifetime. Of course, they're still trying to discredit them as being explainable phenomena, but and I'm sure most of them, many of them are, but not all of them. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. Here's Yvette calling in on the person in white with the samurai sword. Yvette, Niagara Falls, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Yvette, and I'm calling from the Niagara Falls area, but I work up in the area of Tonawanda and Amherst. I see this guy standing on the corner from time to time on the corner of Kenmore Avenue and Niagara Falls Boulevard, and it was scary when I did first see him. You could see him more regularly around Easter time. He dresses like a disciple, and I see him with like a hat on with like a cone. If it's the same guy, but I've never seen him with a headdress on, and I am Native American, so I would notice that. And I've never seen him with a headdress on.
Well, this person in the photograph is clearly wearing a headdress, clearly wearing a mask. I can't even tell you what race the guy is.
Right. No, I'll have to go look at it once I get situated. I'm driving, but there is a guy that dresses up, and he's dressed in a robe, or like he'll have different things. He'll be dressed different ways, and he'll have different things in his hand. And around Easter, he has like a scroll in his hand, and he has like almost like a gnome hat or a dunce hat. Like it's like a big hat, and it's white.
Of course, there's no way of knowing if this is the same person because you can't see his face. He's wearing a mask. Now,
he's too alarming for me to even, like, really get eye contact with him. I'm too scared. And I'm usually turning that corner because I'm coming from Kenmore Avenue, turning down onto the boulevard. And all of a sudden, there he is yelling and screaming.
Yvette, did they really pave over the old brick part of the boulevard right before you get to UB? Did they actually pave that over a few years ago?
No, it's still brick.
Oh, thank God, because that was just so quaint. It's just such a Buffalo thing. It's like the graffiti that read Lapa Nick Box. But many years ago, and maybe even today, there's a woman around the Elmwood Village who was known as the woman in white or the lady in white. And she was a lady of color, and she dressed all in white. She never threatened anybody. She never harmed anybody. Just an innocent soul with, I guess, a different way of looking at the world.
There's another brick road, not to change the subject, but there's another brick road in Niagara Falls that is very out of it needs help, but it's on Portage, like 10th Street. Like if you're going down Buffalo Avenue, turn down Portage, and it takes you under a viaduct. Uh-huh. That's a brick road.
Well, it's probably in much better shape than Buffalo Avenue is in the falls. Oh. I mean, Niagara Falls has some pretty rough roads. Salamanca also has some very rough roads. Thank you, Yvette. I appreciate your call very much. I don't know if it's the same person, but we'll see what other people have to say. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
All right, love. Thank you. There's Yvette in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Yeah, I mean, one of the questions I'm asking you, I didn't expect to go down this road, but you guys send me emails, and I'm, well, gee, if I get enough emails on the same situation, I should probably mention it. Have you seen this person in white wearing the Native American headdress, wearing a white mask, carrying what looks to be a samurai sword, yelling, "All people must die"? Have you seen that person? I mean, if so, when and where? It's look, I mean, I think a reasonable person would be very right to question whether this individual represents a threat to them or himself. And I'm not saying he does. I'm saying I think there's a reasonable person would say it would merit further investigation. I don't know if we have any cops in the jurisdictions where he's been spotted who have some information for me, but if you are in local law enforcement, just talk to one or two guys. They'll get you my cell phone number. 803-0930 is the on-air number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It's Bowerly with much more to come, the final half hour of the show. I don't know where the time has gone by today, but it's gone by. Yeah, right. Thinking back on the life and career of David Crosby, amazing musician, but quite frankly, a guy who was hard to get along with for many people, including Stephen Stills and Graham Nash from time to time. And I mean, a guy with a net worth in the tens of millions of dollars who used to rail against the wealthy from his mansion in California. Anyway, welcome. It is 538, News Radio 930 WBEN. So, you know, I really want to get into the whole UFO thing, and I guess I will, but one of the things that came to my attention that I'd not planned on is this individual dressed up in white, carrying some very disturbing signs, yelling, reportedly, some very disturbing things like "all people must die."
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's dressed in white with dad sneakers, a white mask over his face, what looks like an Indian style, Native American style headdress, and he appears to be carrying a samurai sword. And have you seen this person? I mean, you have any clue what this is about? I mean, is this guy, should we perceive him as dangerous? I mean, if you're walking down the street with a lethal weapon in plain view and you're yelling, "all people must die," let's just say in the parlance of today, that's not a real good look. I mean, I would probably cross the street if that individual was coming toward me. I'd rather not be beheaded today. Thank you. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, you guys are into this. Let's go to Nikki in Tonawanda. Nikki, you're on WBEN. Are we talking about the same dude here, do you think?
Absolutely. I actually have a video of him on my phone. I'll tell you the history real quick. A couple months ago, maybe even longer, my cousins were on Transit Road, which is where they saw him. He was right outside their window as they were driving past him, and my niece videotaped him because she was just freaked out. And she sent me the video, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, how creepy. So, you know, whatever. Now, this week, my coworker came back from lunch, and she goes, you're not going to believe what I saw. And she lives in South Buffalo. And I can't remember the name of the street, but she lives in South Buffalo. She saw him. She showed me the picture. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my cousins have seen him with five others. Apparently, all dressed the same.
With five other people?
Yes.
Were they all wearing white masks and headdresses?
I believe so, because she goes, there was five of them. Now, she never saw anything like this. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, this is on my phone. So she said that he was saying or holding a sign up, I can't recall, I am the Antichrist and my heart has teeth.
Yeah, we've got that pictures on the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page. That is what the sign says.
Oh, I didn't look. I just got home from work.
Oh, no, I'm not admonishing you. I just wanted to give information to folks who might be tuning in late. That's all, love.
Yeah, very creepy. And I said, my point was, because apparently my cousin said, you know, the police, I guess, have investigated him because of the sword thing, but it's not a real sword. And I said, okay, well, then what if I had a plastic gun in a holster in peer view? Like, that's not allowed. So why is this guy allowed to walk around with a fake sword? I mean, whether it is fake or not, I don't know. They must have confirmed that it was fake. But I wouldn't be able to walk around with a toy gun in a holster on my hip.
No,
in public.
No, you're not going to find a firearm. I mean, it's just, well, I mean, number one, it's a bad idea. I mean, when you do something like that, you kind of put yourself at risk, thus making yourself a danger to yourself. Because if somebody perceives reasonably that there is a life-threatening situation going on, you know, the law provides provisions for a situation like that. So why would anybody want to take that risk? But what fascinates me, first of all, this person is mobile, which means he must have some kind of transportation. Transportation costs money. Does this person have a job? I mean, they can't be hopping on a metro bus to do this, can they? Maybe they're retired. And the fact that you say there are five others who have been seen, or a total of five?
She said when she saw him in South Buffalo, she said there were five of them, and she was so freaked out. And she didn't realize that I already knew about this guy on Transit Road, which I guess that's where he kind of is commonly seen, on Transit Road by, you know, in East Amherst. But now he was in South Buffalo, whether it's the same guy, but it was the exact same costume, because she snapped a picture of him.
Okay, so headdress, white mask, all in white.
Yep. It was the same exact picture.
Okay, the fact that there are five of them in South Buffalo, has anybody else spotted multiples of this individual who may be multiplying? Or maybe he's recruiting people to work with him. I don't know. I mean, is this performance art? Maybe we've heard of Shark Girl. Is this, you know, what is this?
I don't know. It's a little creepy, though. I'd rather not encounter this man, you know?
Well, I mean, a little creepy, I think, is an understatement. This is a lot creepy. But again, yeah. I have no idea. I'm hoping to find out, but I have no idea whether the police have checked into this individual, whether he ever has been taken in for an involuntary psych evaluation, or what the story is.
Yeah, if you know any, you know, I know you have a lot of connections, but my guess would be if you talk to one of the Amherst cops, they could probably fill you in. I'm sure at one point, many people have probably called this guy in. So I'm sure at one point he was approached, you know what I mean, at least investigated.
Wow. I would hope so. Thank you very much.
I mean, you're welcome.
He's got a crew, man. He's got a crew, huh? There's Nikki in Tonawanda. Okay, I want to do the UFO thing, he says, as the clock is ticking down. But this samurai Native American has caught my attention because you guys send me emails. And if I get enough emails on something, I figure, okay, I really should talk about this and try to find out what's up because I don't have an awful lot of information about it. And if it's a real situation, certainly people other than my emailers would know it because you've seen it. I mean, I haven't even seen the aggressive panhandler. I haven't even seen him. But apparently there is an individual. And it looks really creepy, I think is a very good word. And it also, I think, looks a little bit sinister. You've got this person who is dressed in like all white with white accoutrements, including a handbag. And this person walks around, sometimes carrying a sign saying, "My heart has teeth. I am the Antichrist," reportedly yelling, "All people must die." And carrying what appears to be a samurai sword, not carrying it, but it's in a, it looks like it's in a holster or a sheath, a belt, if you will, as he's walking around. He's wearing a white mask, okay, a pure white mask, and wearing a white feather headdress. I mean, you have to see it to believe what I'm talking about. You think, if you just turned into the radio program, you think, well, Bowerly really has gone crazy. No, I've got photographs of it. Put it up on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. I shared it from Niagara Action. But when I get a number of emails on the same situation, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is probably worth talking about. If you're talking about it out there, I need to be talking about it on the radio. That's why we did so many shows this week on natural gas. We'll do more next week, okay? I wanted to give some people a break from that today, although we did talk about it with State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort in the previous hour, about an hour ago. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Folks, you have no idea how much I'm dying to do a UFO show. I'm completely dying to do it. But when this information presented itself in multiple emails over the past few hours, I thought to myself, there are no better people to turn to than you to figure out what's going on here. Because I always operate on the presumption that you know more than I, that several thousand heads are better than one. I've only got one head. But together, collectively, we have thousands of heads. And it sounds really weird. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. Have you seen the person in white dressed as I've described, with the feather headdress, the white mask, carrying what appears to be in a belt, a samurai sword? Where did you see this person? And the last call said that there were a total of five spotted in South Buffalo. Now, if I hear about five people dressed up the same way, my first thought, frankly, is, okay, this has got to be some kind of a performance art thing. This has got to be some kind of a prank. Is this some fraternity initiation, right? I mean, okay, you can join our frat, but first, you need to do this to show your dedication to the cause. If, in fact, I mean, has anybody else listening to this show, has anybody else seen five, not just one, but five people dressed up in this bizarre way? I mean, the sword, to me, what appears to be a sword, is disconcerting, and the things he is yelling about all people must die, allegedly, reportedly, that is a source of concern. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, what this is all about, where he is, and have you had a close encounter with the dude in white wearing the feather headdress and the white mask, which looks like, is it alabaster? Can't really tell. I just like the word alabaster. Thought I'd work it in. Let's get back to the calls. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Andy in Cheektowaga. Andy, you are on. Hello.
Yes, hi. I did see him outside of Barnes & Noble the day I was going to get my book signed by David Belvia. And he wasn't wearing a mask. He was just wearing the headdress, but what was odd about the headdress, it was completely white. and he was wearing some kind of, he didn't have a sword, but he came up to me and asked if he could share, he saw I was smoking. He asked if he could share a cigarette with me. I go, sure. And I kind of deal with people in like recovery, so I thought, you know, he's probably a little mentally ill. I'll let him talk. And he just said, what are you doing here? I wanted to meet Dave Belvia. And he goes, who's he? I'm like, well, he's like a local war hero. He goes, war hero. And I think, oh, no, he's going to start getting really strange about, you know, war not make men great, blah, blah, blah. But actually, he was very nice. I said, nice to meet you. And I went in and met David Bellavia. So he wasn't as, I could tell he was a little off, but he wasn't any, you know, dangerous with me or anything like that. So.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that. Oddly enough, David Bellavia was also wearing a white headdress and a white mask, all in white, as he signed your book, which also was disconcerting.
I actually wanted to tell him about it. But I didn't want to hold up the line and everything. But yeah, it was actually kind of funny when it happened.
So okay, the conversation with this. Hold on, Andy. I want to talk to you more about this because you've had a close encounter with the dude in the white outfit with the white feathered headdress, the white mask. Except he was not masked at the time. You saw the man behind the mask. You shared a cigarette with him. Hopefully, not lip to lip. You just gave him one for himself. Just saying. One never knows. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Man, I've really let you down on the UFO stuff. I'm gonna hear about this in email. I'm telling you, maybe Monday. I don't know what we're gonna be talking about Monday because a lot of what we do is gonna depend on what happens on Sunday. And I do want the Buffalo Bills to win. Just don't ever think I don't want the Bills to win. Of course I want them to win. How silly. How silly of you to think that I wouldn't want them to win. Let's get back to Andy in Cheektowaga, who had a conversation with the individual of whom we've been speaking, somebody dressed all in white with a white feathered headdress, wearing a white mask generally, but not when he met Andy. And this was outside, was it the Barnes & Noble in Williamsville?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know that well. So in the conversation, did you happen to say, so that's an interesting outfit, sir. What's the story behind it?
You know, I didn't. I acted as though it was perfectly normal for him to be wearing that because I didn't want to draw attention to it. So I thought he'd explain himself if he wanted to, but he didn't. He just looked like a hippie. I mean, he had a mustache and stuff like that. Maybe it was the David Crosby news that set him off. I don't know.
No. Well, wait. When did this happen? When did you have the run-in?
When David Bellavia was giving autographs at the Barnes & Noble. So
what are we talking, a few weeks ago, months ago?
I think it was a little over a month ago.
Interesting.
During Christmas time it was.
Okay, Christmas time. So I'm really, really curious. You can't see his hair with the headdress and the mask he's wearing, at least in the pictures that I've posted.
Long hair.
Was he well spoken? Would you call him an intelligent man?
He was kind of like one of those, I don't know, dreamers. I think you'd call it kind of a sort of philosopher, you know, kind of thing. I don't know. It's hard to describe it, but you know, a little odd, but friendly. I mean, I was always looking. I had my hand near my wall and everything. I was, you know, just, you know, aware of my circumstances, but surroundings. But I didn't feel threatened. I just, you know, I've seen people like this before, so you know.
Right, but he wasn't carrying the sign that said, "I'm the Antichrist. My heart has teeth."
No, but I forgot about one thing. He had a bandana that was holding the white headdress up. And it was kind of tie-dyed, and the rainbow color, and it said something like you could see something about Obama on it.
Wow. It wasn't like a threat or anything, was it?
No, it was like a headband, like a sweatband that was holding up this Indian headdress,
wow,
which was completely white.
Well, you said you had experiences with people in recovery, so you know mental illness is something that is not new to you. I mean, first of all, I hope this guy isn't a danger to himself. I hope he's not a danger to others. And look, I don't wish him any harm. I'm curious. I would like to get information about him. I mean, he's got to be on the radar of local police. I'll try to get more information over the weekend and see what I can find out.
Okay, yeah. That's another thing. I didn't want to, if I thought he was threatening, there were people around, of course, Dave Bellavizza, and I would have reported it, but he, like I said, I just thought he was just, it was a little kind of sad a little bit.
Very, very interesting. All right, thank you very much, Andy. I appreciate that. No, I mean, neighborhood, we've done shows on neighborhood characters, and, you know, neighborhood characters, I don't really mind them. I mean, to be very frank with you, Larry in Williamsville, who is no longer with us, he died during one of our bad snowstorms a few years back. But he was a character, and he was a very nice fellow. If you looked at him walking down the street, you wouldn't know what a nice guy he was. But he was beloved in the village. Make no mistake about it. Was he out of the ordinary? Yeah, absolutely. But was he totally harmless? Yeah. Was he a nice guy? Absolutely. And we're deeply saddened when he died. We did a whole show about Larry. I still miss Larry to this day, and I'm sure other people who live in the village of Williamsville also miss Larry. So you've got a neighborhood character. That's one thing. The disconcerting thing, though, is what he's yelling, allegedly, and what he has written on the sign, and the fact that he's carrying what looks to be a samurai sword. That, in combination with what he reportedly yells, to me is a source of concern. Is that justified concern? I don't know. Is it reasonable? I think it is. I don't think it's unreasonable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.